Dreamscape presents The Burn Palace by Stephen Dobbins, narrated by George Newbern. The Burn Palace. Chapter 1. Nurse Spandex was late, and as she broke into a run, her rubber-soled clogs went squeak, squeak on the floor of the hallway leading to labor and delivery. It was 2:30 on a Thursday morning, and if Tabby Roberts, Tabitha, she called her to her face, because she'd never liked the head nurse, ever learned she had left those two babies alone, she'd be royally screwed. Which made her laugh, because that was why she was late. She had been getting royally screwed back in 217, where that poor colored woman had died in the afternoon. That's where Dr. Balfour had pushed her, and that's where she'd gone, to a bed stripped of sheets and pads, because she'd worked hard to get Dr. Balfour motivated, and once she got him unzipping his fly, she wasn't going to complain where he took her. She'd let him screw her in the toilet, since that's what he wanted, like Dr. Stone last March. But then Dr. Stone took a job at Providence Hospital, and so nothing had come of it except a few teary phone calls with her doing the crying, but it didn't do any good because Dr. Stone had stayed where he was. Nurse Spandex was a full-bodied woman in her mid-30s, but don't call her fat. Full-bodied was how she described herself, big-boned, and her scrubs had spandex at the waist and a spandex and polyester V-neck top with a pattern of pink and purple flowers. They weren't loose like most girls' scrubs because she'd had her mother fix them a little on the new Singer she had bought her online for Christmas 2 years ago, so her scrubs went further in showing off her figure, which was why some girls called her Nurse Spandex, which Alice Alessio, her real name, didn't like. The rooms in maternity she hurried past were mostly empty. Only two were occupied with mothers because October was a slow period, and it was still a week till the full moon, which always motivated them.